I got the juice, I'm feeling like Jay Reese. Where I'm the GOAT, these boys can't see me. No, she cannot get a ring, she not Brady. When you mention me, boy, you gotta pay me. I got the juice, baby, come get a shot. We got Henny or Goose. Oh, you wanna talk about a play? She in my face, only two shots and she loose. I'm with the juice crew, me and D-Walk, we some new screws. Oh, that's a chick, you know it's hit or miss, but I really think she done with you. You fumble the bag, what is wrong with you? I got a bag, pay attention, dude. I got a bad chick like she so rude. I beat it up like it's Kung Fu.
Sometimes the road gets lonely, y'all, and there's nobody to call. Scrolling through the pages of your timeline, the likes ain't worth it at all. But I'll be there to run to. Lord knows my word is true. I got the juice, you see the crew.
Juice Crew, episode 55.
What up, world?
What's happening?
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whenever y'all players and player haters.
Yes, sir. We back with another episode. Yeah, we've been gone. We ain't been doing them as much as we went, but we're going to get back on hiatus. You know how it be.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, we on a mission. It's a marathon.
That's right. This ain't sprints, nigga.
Yeah, this a marathon. Yeah. Plus, we both secure in our ways anyway.
Right.
It ain't like it's anything that's going to make us or break us.
Facts. Shit. We're here for y'all entertainment purposes.
There you go.
So, hey.
What's up, my brother?
Ah, man. Living. Shit, living, enjoying, nigga. Like I say every week, and I'm gonna keep saying it. I'm healthy. My son healthy. Life is good. Yeah, man. I got a job. Got a great income. Yeah. Hey, what more can I ask for? Shit, I ain't got nothing to complain about.
I'm a selfish mouth.
How now?
I want the world. Nah.
See, it's niggas like you.
Oh man, but that's dope, man. So yeah, it's been good.
You nigga, what's up with you?
Oh man, nothing. Same thing. I am a creature of habit. Mm. I do the same thing.
Me too.
But I enjoy it though.
Yeah, and that's what I said. You do the same shit, but you enjoy it. I do that every day.
and what life means to me and how I go about it from day to day is different from what you think. It's different from what somebody else think.
You
know, just because something going on in his life don't mean his life ain't great. I found that out real
exactly.
quick.
Exactly.
And you know, so spread love, keep the positivity going. And we should all be all right.
Mac, I hate her. Nigga just text me and said,
damn.
The heat didn't pull it off. Laughing my ass off. Talk heavy about that. Mind your damn business, nigga.
That sucks. Hey, let me get a Nori clap for that.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Mm. Oh man, well,
this nigga, a hater.
That's all right, man. Hey, they came close. They came
close.
Jimmy
nigga.
Butler 3, right?
Yeah, that was.
That's all right. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I personally would have. He had the lane. He could have pump fake, put Al Horford up on some skates, and well, you know the rest. Get that layup for lay.
Yeah,
but he chose.
He chose to win it.
Yeah, he chose to win it, man. He'd
have been Big Shot Bob if he, you know what I'm saying? He would have pulled off something like that.
Yeah, he would have.
You know, it's part entertainment too.
So it is. It is.
Add
so
that aspect in it, he like, I'm about to finish the game.
Funny thing is, I think if he just would have set shot and not full speed,
yeah,
jump,
paused a little bit and gave himself.
Yeah,
the,
I think it'd have been different had he just.
Yes.
I think he just would have stopped, at least shot it, because he was short.
Yeah.
So he, when he came full speed and just you trying to be light on it because you know you coming full speed. Right. So.
But that just attests to, oh, by the way, I saw the A&1 mixtape 30 for 30.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
It's great. It just takes me all the way back because it was around 98, 99, 2000 and all of them. I just graduated from high school, and that was, like, dope. That was the dopest thing ever, man. But, yeah, you got to watch that.
Oh, yeah. No, I ain't even heard nothing about that.
Yeah, you got to watch that, man. Anybody that remembers those times, if they old like I am, y'all remember those A&1 mixtapes.
I remember the A&1 mixtape.
Oh, man. But you don't remember the ones that was on VHS.
No.
It was popping in.
Yeah, no, I don't remember those
ones. You know, you saw the one on ESPN.
Yeah, with Bone Crusher and hot sauce and all
that. Later.
Yeah, I ain't seen another one.
Oh, man. Iman Shumpert said.
He was on?
Yeah, he was on the 30 Lord. For 30. Because, you know, they was all. The beauty about the A&1 mixtape was like the Rucker Park games and everything back when you could do a little extra shaking bang.
Travel, I mean.
Some people call it that.
Yeah. Travel.
But yeah, you could.
Yeah, they still doing A&1 in the NBA because them niggas be traveling all the time.
They're doing it now, though.
Yeah.
But that was directly because of A&1.
Yeah.
So shout out to A&1. You got to watch that 30 for 30. That's free game. I just Yo, what we got scheduled for today?
We know we're going to talk about the NBA Finals going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Finals. Miami Boston. Shut up, nigga.
Said that. You got one of the buttons over there.
You know, I got it.
Really, nigga?
We got the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, man.
2-2 right now.
It is 2-2, and it is. I'm loving
it. It's going back and forth. It's going back and forth.
I'm loving how even it is.
It's like it's a script.
Oh, here you go.
I don't think it is. I said it's like.
Don't you believe the hype?
I don't believe it, but I'm just saying.
Steph Curry is out there chefing it up.
Oh, Steph going to do it. It don't matter who you put on him.
And this is Tatum's first. I always knew Tatum was going to get to the finals. I just didn't know if he was going to really pull it off. He's young. He's still only, what, 25?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
That boy young.
Yeah. And I love how both teams were built. They were drafted.
Yep.
Superstar came. They both were – everybody on everybody's team were drafted.
Right. It was all organic is what you're saying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing, you know, hey, this, and that. He came over here because this his boy. And I don't feel no disrespect by them doing that either.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But organically is always better.
Two drafted players. Everybody on their teams were just drafted. Well, besides, you mean like Iguodala and all them, but.
No, the three.
Yeah,
the
like.
Three the three main ones that's got all the titles.
Jordan Poole out there acting a fool, and he was drafted 2 years ago, years ago.
You watched any of the memes about Jordan Poole?
Yeah, because petitions to get some fine girls on the court side.
Oh, my. Because
that dude acted a donkey with some baddies on the sideline.
Hey, I saw Black Twitter. Shout out to Black Twitter. They was, hey, they said, where the baddies at?
Nigga, they was on it. They like, hey, he needs some baddies at the court because.
He said he was being a savage.
Yeah, he was too. He hit that buzzer beater. Steph looked like a proud father.
He was. He was. And then Steph returned the favor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 40. Yeah.
Got 40 yesterday.
Ooh, 43. Ridiculous.
43.
And what about Wiggins?
How about him?
What did he get? 15 points, 16 boards?
He was so scary when he was young. And then he just now look at him, man.
Yeah. I mean, they got a whole – hell, Porter Jr.
Yeah, he even came organically. And Gary Payton.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm like, what the hell? They got an all-around – and I didn't even realize until I saw on social media, they still got Wiseman.
Yeah. And, hey, just rest, little buddy.
Yeah, like
we got this.
They even got Wiseman sitting up there.
Cause that's when you start. That's when you call reload.
Yeah,
that's when you're able to do that. Nick Saban's able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kerr is able to do that. At one point in time, Greg Popovich was able to do that.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that. I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "I forgot. I completely forgot about him."
Sometimes the well runs dry.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like Popovich, but a 20-year run.
I see. What's
take it?
I see. Also, to piggyback off of that, Ayton from the Suns.
Yeah,
Popovich is talking about he would love to have him in San Antonio to mentor him.
Mm. Re-up gang, daddy.
Yeah, I said, oh Lord.
Oh Pop, he on that re-up gang.
Yeah,
we'll see.
And you hear what LeBron said on the shop?
What
Mav asked him if it's two. Out of the playoff teams, if it was two teams you can join, who would it be?
He said Golden State.
And the Miami Heat.
Oh. Man, he got ties.
Yeah, he do. Yo.
What's happening?
What up?
What up?
Let everybody know who it is.
Yes, sir.
It's Russ Carr. What's the word? Bitch. What's happening? What's happening?
Shit, big tree shaking won't fall, my brother.
All right.
Yeah, we were just talking about the NBA Finals, man. Who you got? What you think? What's your prediction?
I got Boston, man. I'm still going to go with Boston, and I'm going to stick with that, man. Hey, them dudes are just... Boston, they was just standing around, man. Huh?
In what? Six or seven?
It's going seven. Is this going seven?
So Boston in seven on Warriors home court in Golden State.
Yeah, they're gonna have to do that boy on their court, man.
Yeah,
it's best of three. They're gonna have to get two.
In all reality, what I want is Boston in six. I want Boston to take it home. These next two games, Boston. Mm. Boston in six.
That is solidified. Man.
Okay,
but
Boston just don't look like they strong at home though. They just can't hold that home court.
Neither one of them can.
But the funny thing is, Boston is what 5-1.
Yeah,
after at their home court in Golden State. No, after a loss, I think Boston is like 5-1, and Golden State is like 6-0. They both. The best after a loss.
Let's think about this, too. Each one of them are at each end of the spectrum of, like, greatness. Like, the team has three rings, and one team is aspiring to get, like, three rings. And they pretty worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just battling out. I appreciate that.
Can I get a Nori clap for that?
Yeah.
When you think about it, both teams aren't old.
Besides Al Horford and
Iggy,
yeah,
those are two oldest people on each team. Uh-huh. Like,
right.
Other than that, them motherfuckers in their 20s.
Yeah, and if if Steph can keep them ankles together, he can last a lot longer. He ain't dunking,
right?
Yeah, right. He just running.
He just shooting.
Right.
That nigga just running. He don't need them ankles that bad to shoot.
Right.
Nah. Well, you know Iguodala is the Udonis Haslam of the Warriors.
Hell yeah, he is.
That's all. Hey, get that man annoyed.
Hey, don't come for my Miami Heat, bro.
He's the Udonis Haslam of the Warriors, man.
Hey, Iggy played for us, too. He played for the Heat.
Hold up. UD said he don't know if he gonna come back. I said, man, if you don't retire,
he did say he gotta take. He gonna take time to process this because we didn't get what we needed. Nigga, what did you do?
AKA
and in the process, man,
that's what he
should be going to the dermatologist in the offseason. My man looked like he got rabies. My man, hair missing all on the side. I'm like,
He got too much money.
He's smoking
good. I don't know what he got going on.
Yeah, man, you got too much bread not to get that taken care of, bro.
Hair just toe up, too. Not only that.
I'm like, man, what is wrong with you, Donis, man? And did you see after the after they got put out?
He was mad, man, in the hallway.
Through the tunnel.
Like he just dropped 40.
Oh, yeah. He
like he dropped 40 and 15. It just.
Right. Man, I said, man, what is this dude?
That nigga had zeros across the board.
With your head up.
Yeah.
I mean, he walking like he just left everything out there. I said, man, you got to be kidding me, man.
Yeah, he did. He left everything mentally on the bench.
I left everything on that bench. I left them towels. I left that Gatorade cup.
Hey, they sweat was white.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He got the freshest jersey on that team.
Man, fresh. No sweat stains in it, nowhere.
Hey, stop fronting like UDA put in work back in the day, though, man.
He did.
Stop fronting like UDA put in work.
2006
back in the day.
On that finals, he was
sick.
Okay,
yes, he went up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the cornrows Udonis.
Udonis
was solid.
Yeah.
When he had the cornrows, you know, that was the cornrows Udonis was nice.
Right. I used to rock with them in Florida, to be honest with you.
Did you?
They was the last team to run it back to back. Udonis, Joakim Noah, Miller.
No.
Oh, them cats was cold at Florida. I remember that squad vividly. They was the last ones to run it back to back, national champs. That was a good squad. So shout out to UD, but man, don't take no time. Just go ahead and be a coach, brother.
He wanna get that 20-year mark in. This would be year 20.
Right. I thought this was year 20 already.
This would be year 20.
This 19?
Yeah, this would be year 20.
All right, UD, man,
20 in the book. 19 in the book.
Get
this would be 20.
Brand.
At least get out there.
The man already got his pension.
He Frank already sit on. After 10.
That nigga should have left when Wade left.
Man, go on, sit it down, man. It's time.
And he double dipping. I'm telling
you. Oh, yeah.
Y'all.
Because they got to pay him every year.
Player coach. That's exactly what he did. He double dipping. He might as well just go ahead, lean over to the coach side, get him a nice suit. He's still in shape. So, you know what I'm saying? He ain't looking like Kendrick Perkins. Shout out to Kendrick Perkins, though, man.
Right.
That's my guy. But
oh, man. Kendrick, that's my dude.
He got to get back. I remember when Kendrick was lean.
Yeah.
He ain't lean
anymore,
but I remember it, though.
He said, but I remember.
Yeah,
man, that's my guy, Kendrick, though, man.
Oh, he speak the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
He don't hold nothing back.
Hey.
Man, I heard he gunned Draymond out, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kendrick, he ain't no punk.
Everybody. Yeah. Man, he told that guy, he said, I got a dime piece. I had mine since 10th grade. I said, what? That dude said, you better thank the logo. Because without the logo, he said, you just be an ugly ass nigga. Basically. I listened to that little comeback, man. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Kendrick didn't have to do him that bad, man.
He had to let him know.
Yeah.
You have to let him know. Look, dog, you ain't stepping on nobody's toes over here.
Right.
You ain't messing up my jams.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, but I ain't gonna cap. I like Draymond's energy he brings to the game.
I love Draymond. Nobody asked that, though.
Nope. No one asked.
Everybody shit on Draymond, and I feel bad for a second. And then I'm like, he has 3 rings. Y'all shut up.
Yeah, that nigga brings, he's a generic version of a Hall of Famer.
I just can't get with him, man.
His stats be fucking horrible points-wise, but he played defense.
He played just enough.
Yes, he played just enough defense.
Well, he plays good defense.
Yeah, he plays good defense.
He plays just enough offense.
Yeah, offense, he's more of a passer. Than he is to lay it up at anything.
That's his thing.
That's it. He's get to give him the ball, and
he gets to set this triple double.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. A generic version of a Hall of Famer.
10 points, 12 assists, 11 steals.
He has 0 points, but 13 rebounds and 12 assists.
But see, he was more of a scorer when we all them years when we went up against him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It just seemed like
he was knocking down them really wide open threes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's an NBA player. Of course he's gonna knock down jumpers.
Eventually.
Wide open, you better.
Yeah, eventually.
Now he
must
got...
Delta, go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
No, I was just saying he was more like that third score before Draymond. Not Draymond, I'm sorry, before Durant got there.
Yeah.
You know, he was that third score.
Yeah.
But now it seems like he ain't even trying to score no more.
He's not trying to shoot. You have to leave him completely wide open before.
Because LeBron's not in the playoffs. They don't have to do as much. That's why.
But see, dude, just a goon now.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, he playing that goon ball.
His roles have changed now. They got shooters now.
Yeah.
Even more shooters. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. And y'all forget that Wiseman ain't even playing.
That's what me and him were just talking about that.
Okay.
I just said that too. I said, yo, I just saw that. That I forgot that Wiseman wasn't even playing yet.
I just told Wiseman to chill.
Yeah, he out there warming up and all that. I said, next year? Sheesh.
We got next year. Everybody will be
running back. Running back.
Yeah.
Because that would definitely be an upgrade from Looney.
Hell yeah.
And Looney is nice.
Like I said, that would be an upgrade from Looney.
So just imagine. Yeah.
Wiseman giving you maybe 15.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
he'd be like a Williams out there, like for the Celtics.
Yeah.
That's called reloading.
Yeah. They drafted that nigga too.
Exactly. The team is built, not bought.
Yep. Or both of these teams are built, not bought.
Yep.
And that shit is scary.
How's that working out for you, LeBron?
And bought.
Huh?
Give me an example of who was bought.
The Lakers or both?
The Lakers.
Okay, I don't even know why you asked that damn question.
That's cool.
Brooklyn.
Okay, what was they bought for?
Oh, Brooklyn.
No, wait. What was that? What was the Lakers bought for though?
It was.
Why did they purchase him? What did they purchase him to do?
They purchased Anthony Davis to help LeBron out.
And
well,
to do what?
Win the rings.
They accomplished that.
Win the
ring. In the bubble.
Bought him out then.
In the bubble. Now, get the hell out of here.
But wait. Wait, I'm gonna tell you the Brooklyn Nets. Somebody said the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Yeah,
it ain't always about money. It's always about chemistry.
Yeah, but they didn't do nothing. The bubble was.
Oh, you hating on the bubble?
That bubble was generic.
No, the bubble.
Yeah, nigga, my team made it to the finals with once again nobody
because it was more intense. I'm telling you, it was more intense in the bubble because they didn't have nothing but they. Sales to play.
But funny thing is, the only reason they won that is because the Miami Heat's big man and starting point guard went out. And, they only beat them 4-2.
And to be honest, if Bam out of Bayou wasn't hurt,
yeah,
then they really would have gave him some
that
run
was
for
hot.
That money.
And Drogic went out.
I'm just saying.
All that was a pro AAU tournament.
What?
The bubble? All these teams. Let's get together. We have an AAU turn. That's all it is.
But why do you? How do you figure they all?
They canceled. Canceled a lot of games.
Man, there's no home court advantage for nobody.
Yeah. That makes it worse. That makes it worse for everyone.
How do it make it worse?
Because no one has home court, so now they got to really focus on just hooping.
Oh, that should be easy. There's no pressure.
No,
you ain't getting no. You see,
if it's no pressure on both teams, doesn't that make it even?
Yep.
Okay then. That was the bubble.
Because there's no crowd. There's no crowd to play in front of.
Yep.
I mean,
even playing field.
So exactly.
Who was the better hoopers?
That's all it come down to.
Yeah.
You can hear the plays being called. You know what I'm saying?
It was like the first.
You call and say you can hear the
baskets.
Coaches. You can pump all kind of noise in there if you want.
That's what they was doing. They was pumping the fake crowd noise.
Right. That stuff ain't working, man.
Because Russell Westbrook was yelling at some babies or something over there. In the,
that was later in the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was later. Later in the thing. They allowed their family to come in.
Right. I mean, so you know how loud your family going to be. You know, you got a couple. You got your wife, your kids or something, you know. I mean, it ain't going to be that. They ain't going to be that loud, but hey, you know.
You said Boston in six, right?
And you said, I said Boston in six.
Okay.
You said Boston in seven.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be mad if Golden State win it.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the fact of what they did to get right back.
Yeah.
And I always said, when I always call him fake Clay because of that dude that act like old Clay Thompson when he went down.
Yeah.
You know, and then when they got that. Well, they went down for like 2 years.
Yeah, he went down and tried to come back and hurt
something. And then Steph went out. Yeah. And they climbed right back.
Yeah, they went down. I mean, went down like said, 19 games to.
Right. And I said, they get in that lottery. And I said, if they get in that lottery, get a solid pick, they're going to be right back when Klay come back. Mm-hmm. They're going to be right back at it.
And look where they are.
Yep.
So and then, man, stop. Then you got all them pieces that they added, like, you know, Poole. And Poole was drafted. Payton. He was a late number one pick.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what, 27, 28?
Yeah.
You know, down at the bottom of that time, at that part of the draft, it's a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Now look this at nigga him. Come in, man. Sheesh. I said, yeah. Like I said, that good front office, good scouting.
Right. Hell yeah.
Like,
I put it all on Coach Kerr.
Yeah,
he comes from a pedigree, and he knows what it is.
Without question.
I say this. Remember, what was his thing as a Chicago Bull? What was he? He was a shooter, right?
A shooter.
Yep.
And I'm sure in his brain, he was like, man, you know what? I wish Phil Jackson would have let me shoot a little more.
Yeah.
You know what, Steph? Go ahead and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And look what we have.
But see, that offense, man, Man, I don't think I've ever seen all. They move so much.
They got so much like, money, they man.
They screen crazy. Pick, man. Oh, yeah. that man. I seen one play. I think it was against Memphis, where Steph and Poole was running back door, and they grabbed each other by the arm and swung
each other around. Yep. I saw
man,
that shit too.
I had to watch that three or four times, man.
They spun each other around and they went back into the direction they was going.
And they playing with
dude. Them.
Yes.
It looked like something like a square dance move.
Yep.
And I couldn't believe that. How lost
nigga,
was
they
the
was
defense?
Lost to the motherfucker. Yeah. Like, what just yep. happened?
What just happened? and Steph
the defensive guys
three.
Was like, I don't know what the fuck this what you just did. But
cooked them.
Mm-hmm. He screwed. That dude was just stuck in the middle between both. He didn't know who
he
to
said,
go get.
Wait a minute.
What the hell? Hey, we gonna end this on Boston. It's a clear cut. I got Boston in seven because I believe if they stretch these little young boys out, they're gonna have a little more longevity than Steph and them. And that's all. That's the only difference because Steph.
I agree with
Steph.
That.
And Clay gonna come back a little better, but I
game six Clay,
yeah,
game six Clay. I believe in it, but if they stretch it out to seven, the young boys is gonna prevail because they got just a smidge more energy. That's all I'm basing off of. I need to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Jack Del Rio, he says some crazy stuff, man. About
and you know what. I need to find out exactly what he said, because you know where I be living at, you know, during the weekday,
right?
You know, I don't get too much news, but
right.
I heard he got fined $100,000 for some comments that he made. What was it like?
It just had everything to do with these. By the way, have you seen any of the January 6th committee?
No, I haven't seen none of that.
But,
Well,
he believes that it was just a dust up on January 6th. And he said the Black Lives Matter protest was the real riots and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No.
He said it was just a dust up. That's how he put it.
Yeah,
too,
just
man.
A dust up.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
with a team full of black people.
Yep.
How cold? How cold of a white dude?
Oh no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, man. But that's his ignorance.
Oh man.
It's just oh wow. Stupidity. I'm beginning oh, man, to think that's what it is, man. These people are genuinely dumb.
Yeah.
They
come down to it because, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you got a team full of African Americans.
And you gonna say
something? You gonna, even if you felt like they didn't believe,
right?
Maybe they didn't. Right. Some of them might not even stood behind the Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Some of them just like, oh, I'm just gonna live my life. And just, then you gonna say that?
Right.
Now they like, oh hell no, this shit is real.
Now look. Some of them might not believe in the Black Lives Matter movement, and I understand that.
Right.
But a lot of them did not agree with the damn.
Yeah.
January
6th. Yeah. Oh, my. Hell yeah.
We saw
and nothing happened.
Yeah.
And when right. nothing happened.
Hey, they could have used the steps and they was jumping up.
Yeah.
And climbing ladders up the damn.
They
could
have walked through the front
oh,
doors. Could have walked around to the gates. Instead, they wouldn't climb the walls.
But do you recall when the Black Lives Matter movement was on the Capitol? And they had every security.
They had every security in the United States.
Me
damn
and they ever brought the amphibious mobiles out.
Yeah, yep.
They were shook.
Mm-hmm.
I said, are you serious?
No, you know what that means? That's how scared they are.
No, what it really means, that word black puts fear in
so many
motherfuckers in this world.
That's how powerful we are. We don't realize it.
And don't even have to do nothing. That's sad.
I'm going
to
tell both of y'all this. Listen, man. They know how powerful we are, man. If we came together,
yeah,
I'm talking with all the bullshit aside, with all of this violence in the street, if we actually came together, unified as one group of people, man, we rule this world, man.
It'd be like if we was like the Jewish.
We would rule.
People stick together, man.
Yes.
They stick together. They pay into their people. So if we could figure out something like that, because, you know, as black people, though, we all have different backgrounds. Some might be Muslim. Some might be
Christian.
Some might be Catholic. I don't know who the hell would be a black Catholic. I wouldn't understand. But it's people out there. Right. God bless them. But if we all could decide where we could ante up and put our bread at. But see, that's the
thing.
When we do that, when it does happen, they come over and tear it down. It's been so
long. It's without question.
In Wilmington, North Carolina. So it's far too many times where we made all kinds of bread and then they got jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, so.
Now, I'm going to put either one of y'all on game for a second. Now, have you guys heard of anything with, they said like back in the late 1800s, I would say early 1900s, that they actually flooded out cities on purpose and made them into lakes?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Black cities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only did they flood out black cities and make them into lakes, they also check and see about where your main highways went through when they started building back in the late 50s. Most of the main highways went through predominantly black neighborhoods.
Right.
Oh yeah, it was wicked, man. It's all a plan. That's why you gotta put systemic in front of it because it's
systemic. Yes.
Everything is based off of trying to hold one type of people down, a specific type.
Exactly.
And we're the ones.
Man, they some cool. They did some cool stuff to us, man.
Hey, did you remember one of the lakes? I forgot one of the lakes. I remember that. It was I know it's one in Florida. I think it's one in that they do in North Carolina.
It's North Carolina.
It's a big lake in North Carolina too. It's like one of the richest areas too.
Mm. And they said it's quite a few of it. They said
it's
it, I
quite
mean,
a few of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They mainly was in the South.
Yeah.
It was mainly in the South.
Oh,
and then,
man, it was everywhere. I'm going to hit a little bit of knowledge right here, man. This is how crazy and deep it get. In the 1800s, after the Civil War, it was women's called the United Daughters of the Confederacy. Okay.
Okay.
United Daughters of the Confederacy was a group of women, teachers, that taught in all the schools, and they the ones that put up all those damn statues, by the way, in like Idaho and North Dakota and all them racist Confederate statues. But that's not only what they did. They was in charge of the school books that your mom and dad was reading. That was the school books that they was putting out the social study books, by the way. So that's just another little tidbit, man. So up to like 64, from like the late 1800s to like 1964, they controlled what you learned in social studies and history and all of that.
Yeah.
So
it's
like I said. Make sure you put systemic in front of it.
Systemic, you have to put systemic, yeah.
But yeah, man, right. It just sucks. And here we are now. And now they pissed off because it's too many people that's against what they was setting up for now.
Exactly.
You know.
And, And I saw an article on, I think it was the View. And I think LeVar, what's the guy, the Reading Rainbow guy?
LeVar Burton.
Yeah, he was on there. And he was saying, if there's a book that's been banned, he said, you need to read.
Yeah.
He said, that's where you get your information. Mm-hmm. And he said, he can't believe how can somebody ban, you know, books or stuff on your knowledge,
right?
You know, keeping it from you.
Right. First off, are you going to listen to LeVar Burton? Because I have been listening to LeVar Burton for like 20 years, maybe longer, 30. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably about 30, 35 years. So if he say do something, I'm going to do it. Because this man been reading books to me that damn long.
Right.
So he's definitely the guy to listen to if he say read it.
Hey man, he was my guy when he refused to say his name was Kobe. You know what I'm saying?
You damn right.
Hey man,
you damn right. But hey, they broke down eventually. But man,
he never broke down to say he never stopped who he was.
Right. Yeah, you damn
he
right.
He put on the front for the white man, right. But he knew who he was.
Shout out to the barber. Get at man, North.
Oh, man.
One of the ones, man. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Because he was part of my childhood. He was part of my
childhood. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah, yeah. Childhood,
for real.
Right, see, I go a little bit farther than that. See, I remember when they grabbed me from Africa. So you know, but then
that was his first.
Oh yeah, that was his first. Action. Yeah, that was his first real work.
But ain't he from like Juilliard? And he took this serious. Ain't he like a real famous actor? Like that's what he do. That was his art. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. He was like a Broadway, you know, like theater guy. Yeah. Oh yeah, that he real, he big time now.
And that's Samuel L. Jackson. He graduated from Juilliard and all those schools of acting and all that. And he said something pretty cool that I'm just getting off subject for a second. Like, look, man. Rappers rap, but they don't want no actors coming in to rap, do they? So when rappers come to act, I'm going to look at you sideways is my job. Yeah. This is what I do as a... And I was like, man, that's real. That's real. Because Samuel wasn't being no sucker about it. He could have just been like, nah, rappers are whack. But instead, he explained it because, you know, this is my profession. And I respect people more that make it clear. That's just all I'm getting at.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was I also got to see it. I don't know if anybody was living under a rock. the kids, we talked about the Buffalo shooting. With them 19 kids. Every one of us got a kid, man. So just please, just give me something. And then, Jay, give me a little something, bro.
Man, like I said, we just got to educate our kids. I mean, we just got to keep them on their self-awareness.
Yeah. Kids always been like that, though?
I'm gonna tell you different now.
Okay.
Back in the day, I mean, police didn't really, you know, mess with us like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going by it. You know, like the, you know, what to do when it comes to traffic stops, whatnot, that type of stuff.
Yeah, but traffic stops.
As far as
where you grow up, like. Though.
And I'm gonna jump on something else real quick, and I'm gonna jump on something that my girlfriend, you know, her son is struggling with. You know, he grew up in Strongsville, predominantly, you know, white neighborhood, white suburb, you know, and he's been around nothing but white people all pretty much his whole life.
Okay,
and now he's starting to see what life is about, because he's in the Navy, he's in Virginia,
yeah,
you know, one of them states.
Shout out,
one of them.
He at Norfolk.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, shout out to the Norfolk crew out there. My sister that's where she was stationed. She was in the Navy, so I know all about that. Go ahead, brother.
And so he having a time, man. He's having a time where. Man, the dude was like so depressed. Like he wanted to get out of the military because he said when he drive into the base or whatever, he said that, you know, they look at him, you know, they look at him funny, they call him names when he on the road, he be hearing them rolling out their window, calling him a nigga and all of that. But he can't react. He can't respond because he got that military uniform on. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know, Reed know.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to handle that.
Yeah.
Oh, we going to pull over the road. I don't care where we at. Yeah. Oh, we going to take care of this. We going to get this wrecked. We going to get this wrecked. But see, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's depressed. He calling us, telling us about what's going on. Like one incident where he's at Walmart. He in line. This is during the pandemic. They're lining everybody up. And, you know, he's already in line. Three white boys come up to him, you know, and cut in front of him. And he was like, hey, man, excuse me, I was in line. The guy was like, man, fuck you, nigga. You know, I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So, and then, you know, he was pissed about it. He was pissed about it, but we said it was an older man, you know, in front of him. He gave him that look like, and just let it go. Don't worry about it. No. I ain't from that era, man.
Ain't from that era or that era.
I'm not.
Correct.
Because we going to handle it.
No. Are you from
Ohio?
Yeah,
but see, right. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. You from Ohio.
Yeah, he's from Ohio.
No, nah, it's different from Ohio. It's Virginia. That's
right.
I don't know if you listen to clips, but they said this is the same land they used to hang niggas at in Virginia.
Yeah.
So
without question.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that changes, you ain't allowed to do that no more.
Facts.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to deal with racism everywhere. You deal with it in Ohio. They just not as blatant and outward.
Everything
in Ohio is more political now. They put it say it outright. Let's just
put it more into politics.
Yeah, yeah.
But you already know what the deal is.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
You know
it
what I'm saying? You.
I was just saying Virginia is a different ball game.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know all of
man. Anything
my is from the South, so I know what I know exactly what he's going through.
Anything down past I would say that line. You know where you're going.
And they will tell you. Ohio.
Right. And they will let you know, hey, you know, this is, hey.
Yeah.
What you doing here, you know?
It's more right. outward, though. I respect the ones that let me know. Oh, you let me know that you don't like. Okay. And then the secret ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And so he's struggling with that. And then there was an incident. See, you know, he hang out with these, you know, with the white guys and everything. And, you know, he think, hey, these are my buddies. And, you right. know, so, I mean, yeah, he got a couple of buddies that he hang out with that's white. And,
neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the guy, you know, they were doing the paintball thing. So I guess, you know, my girlfriend's son, you know, he got out on the guy, you know, so, you know, he, oh, you okay? I'm going to show you. They said, after, you know, it was like some foul play. Dude shot him in the face.
Damn.
With a paintball gun. Long after the event was over, bust his chin open and, you know, everybody, hey, man, that wasn't called for. So now they banned this guy for life from this place because of that.
Damn.
But see, he looked at it like, you know what? This is why my one moment, that this gratification that I'm going to get from busting this black nigga in his mouth yeah. with this paint gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would rather sacrifice his membership to this place to get back at it, to get one of them black guys. And that's crazy, man. That just goes to show you how crazy this society is to where they would risk it all, man, to do us in.
They've always.
Like, these people be doing all of this stuff, you know, posting stuff on Facebook when they say, hey, let's make them famous. Man, they don't care, but they got that off already.
Mm-hmm. I had one thing, too, Jay, I didn't get yours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Rick.
Oh, you good. But, yeah, as far as that shooting, man, so many things went wrong during that whole situation.
And I know you know.
Yeah. So the whole thing went.
Just give us a little, you
man.
Know,
me, personally, I feel
main,
like.
Yeah, one of
my main thing is, me personally feel like the whole police department failed them children.
Oh, you damn right.
And that's what
kills
me, to feel that like those parents were outside. The kids wasn't dead yet. They haven't been shot yet.
Yeah.
The dude was still in there, but what you train as a police officer during type shit like this is
right.
You take your ass in there. And you got you got people's, you got the kids' parents out there talking about, if you ain't gonna go do it, damn it, I will.
And we
and you holding them back when y'all just sitting there talking about stand down. We're not going in there. We don't want our people to get hurt.
I saw somebody get tased.
Yeah.
I saw a man get tased by the police because he wanted to go in and the police didn't want him to.
And what killed me the most is them little kids were calling 911 for help.
Yep. Yep.
This whole time. The ones that died were calling for help this whole damn time. And y'all just sitting outside for 40-something minutes.
Yeah. But didn't I hear correctly that one of the, I don't know if it was the commander or something, he said he didn't know if they was in charge or not?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Now all of a sudden he didn't know he was in charge.
Oh, my God.
So hold on, man.
All levels. Yeah. All levels. Everyone needs to be fired.
Everyone needs to be fired and take that damn
bitch. Wait. I got another tidbit for y'all. 2 months prior to that, they practiced a school shooting.
Yeah. Yep.
So
did.
2 months so prior.
The fuck did. Oh, I didn't know that.
And when it came down to it, they did nothing. They practiced.
They failed miserably because guess what? Motherfuckers are scared of big-ass guns like that. Yeah. It don't matter how much training you got.
I'm sorry. Me personally, I find out this is the active shooter at my son's. I'm grabbing my arsenal and I'm going in.
Yes.
You will have to shoot me.
Yes.
The police will have to shoot me from going in that motherfucker.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shows you how scared they are, and how it doesn't matter how much you practice it, it's still scary as hell.
Yeah.
It
won't be nothing you can fucking tell me. If I sat outside and you were supposed to go in as a police officer. Yes. All y'all were supposed to go in, and my kid dies.
They failed miserably, man.
Ain't nothing There's you gonna be able to tell. I will nothing. Remember each one of y'all motherfucking faces, and I guess I'll just be going to prison for life.
First off, it was six of them, plus the commander who didn't know he was in charge, but he's in Uvalde. Yeah. That's his spot. So if something pops off at the school, you are the man they see, and you like, oh, dog, I ain't even. I was in charge.
That whole situation was like, why do y'all even have badges on?
Man,
I don't care if a commander did tell us no. Like,
it
might have been my last day as an officer. Like, I would have had to go in there. Like, come on now, man.
I can't do kids.
You may not have saved all the kids, but you would have saved a lot of them.
I can't do kids.
Yeah.
That's not it. And then the doors were super extra heavy because they had doors for that.
For that reason. Yep. Yep.
He was like, man, I just went. Why didn't you go in?
40 bro? Minutes, though? 40 just minutes. Sit. Just sit. Just sit anywhere in life. Just sit anywhere in life for 40 minutes.
He was right.
Doing nothing.
Right.
Door while he just spraying.
Just doing nothing. And you, the kids in there calling 911.
The one little girl had to cover blood on her so she can act like
she was dead. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How much cojones do you need for that? Damn. And these sucker-ass cops was out there just posted up.
Mm. That shit just irritated the shit out of me. Especially when I found 40 minutes.
You know what I learned? I learned that though policing is a dangerous job, it usually turns out it has the least fatality rate of a lot of shit. So you don't get killed as a police officer as much as people
think.
Say.
Yeah. You might die more at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
you will they got a damn something officer. About
like gators or some shit. You die more from gators than you do from being shot in the police force. But people don't know that. People don't know that. They just automatically, because they glamorized the police so much that now it's like, shit, it is what it is. And I don't have no beef against it.
Right. And we're not saying, like, system. Everybody listen, we're not saying that we against the police officers.
No, they're good. Yeah,
right.
They're functional.
Don't get it twisted. I'm going to call them motherfuckers.
Yeah. And you know what? Nah, I don't even know now. Do I want to call them now? They won't even save a kid.
Yeah. Well, down there. At least in Texas.
I'm super questioning them now.
Yeah. That.
So y'all, police, y'all on. So, got one eye open.
So let me ask you guys this. And do you think that the town didn't react on that because they were Mexican, Hispanic kids or whatever? Do you think that was the reason?
Nah, the cops was Mexican too, so it wasn't.
Oh, okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think they was genuinely scared.
Yeah. In all reality,
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I just think they were genuinely scared.
Wow.
Yeah. And when it come down to it, I think they all were just terrified to go in there for one person. I mean, granted, they might not have known it was only one person, but still.
That AR,
especially when you,
Wow.
Yeah, I don't.
So. Reed, that's just like, okay, for us, you know, we do these little active shooter drills. Yep. Now, hey, it ain't no time to get scared.
No, it ain't
it's
no time.
It's either your life or kill or be killed.
Yeah. That's what you get and paid with, to do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so when they picking these, when they picking these certain, like, you know how we pick certain people who on the team every morning, every shift, we pick certain people who's on that team. Now, you better speak to, like, we got something. Don't get twisted. Rock, when she was there, she let him know, like, look, I ain't going to be responding. I mean, she made it clear in our shit that she don't pick her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's not coming.
Oh, like, hell no.
She said, I got kids at home. Like, but I'd rather people do shit like that and say they're not going to come.
I'd rather them tell.
Yes, I'd rather you be like,
I
look.
I totally agree with
you. I'm sorry, but I'm probably not going to show up.
Keep her out the way.
Yes, so stop picking her.
Yeah.
She's not coming. Man. Like, think it's a joke, but I know she was dead ass serious. Like, she's like, I'm not coming up there.
Shout out to whoever that is.
Shit, like,
nope.
Yeah, yeah, but no, I'd rather when they picking a team, like, me personally, I'm going. I kind of want to be involved in getting this motherfucker up out of here.
Yes.
Right.
Besides sitting back there worrying what's really going on. Right. I'd rather
now
be
we
part
got
of
a
the,
plan.
Yep.
We going to stick with it.
Hell yeah.
Now I got your back. You got mine.
I need somebody who got mine. I don't need nobody who like
timid.
Get up there and they shaking like, look, will you stay in this room? Shit.
Right.
Give me two pistols then. Shit. Give me a shotgun in one hand and the Glock in the other.
Like, okay, Terminator.
Hey, I don't need you out here shaking now.
Hell no.
Like, fuck around.
Hey, I'm going to load the clip and put another one in. I'm going to drop that motherfucking emergency reload.
Yeah, like, you got my back, but shit, you shaking. I might say, there he is, you turn around and pop my ass. Now, no, we ain't finna do that.
Right.
Hey,
we ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yeah.
And we don't even know everything yet either about this.
Yeah, we don't. But what we do know?
It's
enough to piss your ass off and figure out that they should never be police officers ever again.
Yo, yes, it is.
That governor from Texas planned on destroying the whole state.
Yeah.
He is terrible.
Yeah.
Y'all better get him up out of there, boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Them dudes, hey.
And all you got to say for is, yeah, it was handled wrong.
Ain't that's nobody all, that's get all, the axe.
That's all you got to tell me. Yeah. My kid, I'm burying my kid tomorrow. All you got to tell me is they handled the situation wrong, and then the commander's talking about, I didn't know I was in charge.
The commander. Oh, that one hurt right. Worse. Hey, when he came out with that, I said, this man don't care.
Nah, he don't.
This man don't. I didn't know I was in charge. Mm. Shit. Mm. Who told you? Who told me I was in charge?
Mm.
When?
Yeah, like, oh, well, then you're just an officer now.
Who told you that?
Yeah, like, nigga, who told you that?
Told you I was in charge.
Mm.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid face.
That's great.
That's just all on all levels is terrible, man. You know, you want to speak on it, but it ain't hard to say that was a dumb move.
Yeah.
On y'all part.
Yeah. Did you hear what the jumping on to the back to that Tops killing in Buffalo?
Okay.
Did you hear it was a guy? He was a corrections officer. For I guess Buffalo.
Yeah.
This dude, man, making light of the shootings in Buffalo.
Oh yeah.
He posted stuff like
clean up
on aisle 3
There's two Americans. Man.
Yep. And he thought it was
man,
funny.
Come on.
He thought it was funny.
It's two
until one of his African American coworkers called him and put his ass on blast.
Yeah.
And all he had to say was he was trying to make light of the situation. He thought it would be funny.
Was he a comedian? If he's a comedian, then hey, does he have any?
That was a horrible joke if he was a comedian.
Did he go to the bar?
I don't.
Do we know if his side hustle is a comedian?
No, he's not.
Right.
Well,
I don't think there's no comedian that would come out with that.
Nah, clean up on aisle 5.
Twelve. Because there's a couple of them that I feel that would say some off the wall. But, you know.
No,
that was quick as hell.
Here's my thing: he has to be a comedian.
No, he's not.
If he's not, if his side hustle is not being a comedian, then he definitely meant it to be malicious.
He did, but he tried to say he just wanted to lighten the situation.
Yeah, he lightened it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how.
What's his name? Put him on blast.
I can't
think. George. His name was, I was just looking at the article on TikTok.
It's a man.
His name is, but I was like, man, let's make this dude famous. Yeah. I mean, you a CO?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you the best man.
All the people who laughed on his post to put the laughing emoji were his coworkers, his white coworkers.
God. Yeah.
They the only ones that laughed at that shit.
Hey,
it's like five of them.
It's two people that's getting hemmed up on the internet. Rappers and white cops. These cats is getting hammered up. Like, why is you putting this shit on the internet for everybody to see? Come on, man. Right. Y'all not built like this. You just doing it for likes and posts?
Yeah.
That's so right. dumb. Now you got Young Thug. Look at Young Thug, man. Look at where he at right now.
Yeah. Hey,
they about to use his lyrics against him.
I don't get that. I don't see how that's even really possible for real. Like,
well, it's at the state level.
Just cause rappers rap don't mean they're rapping about their life. They just some of them just actually just saying some bullshit.
Hey, but here's right. the kicker. He was saying shit that was eerily similar to the actual crime.
Yeah.
So when they
gotta think about how many it's probably a different song out there, the rapper rap that sound like that's part of their crime too, but
it's people snitching, bro.
I know they probably is. I know they probably is.
They said it's that slime.
Yeah.
He was over there slime slatting. Now he got one. Yeah, that's from him. And then they line up the verses. And then mm-hmm. they're like, oh, yeah, he did what the what? That's
yeah, everybody uses his verses.
Damn, here we go. Boom. Mm-hmm. I think it's wrong because it's what? Your First Amendment, right?
Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, yeah.
But I think it's crazy that Georgia is incriminating him like that. Mm-hmm. This lady is ready to get down, though. She got a hard on for him from the jump. Once she got hired in as the prosecutor, the DA, I'm sorry. Once she got hired in as the DA, she put him on. She was like, the first thing I'm going to do is hem up one of these rapper niggas. I'm going to get him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah. His name is Greg Foster.
Greg Foster, yes.
Greg Foster, you damn idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Orchard Park.
Oh, Orchard Park, New York. That's right around the corner from Buffalo,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are some kind of sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Get it. You wouldn't believe, boy, I swear.
Yeah.
Hey, I wish it could go away, but it's going to be hard to go away when the system was built like that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to weed them out, though.
We're
have to weed them out. When we do... Boy.
But you know what? We ain't got to weed them out. They coming out them weeds.
They
oh, man.
You ain't got to weed
literally,
them
out. Out of U-Haul trucks.
Man, they coming up out that grass. They all in this, man.
Mm-hmm.
They on the sidewalk. They ain't in the grass no more.
Yeah. They all there had their little white mask on, looking like crazies.
Mm.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah. They coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming
on. Oh, no question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, the pleasure of mine, brother. I appreciate my man calling and giving me the shout out to come through.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Always, man. Yeah. Say more than welcome.
Yes,
anytime and we all come through. You got good content.
Yes,
you know a lot. Sure. That's what
like
we look
said,
for. Sure.
Right. I try to keep up on my current events, you know. A little bit better, you know. I, you know, never know when I might get the call to come through.
Facts,
you know.
Yes, sir.
But you know, by me working that old crazy shift, sometimes I don't get right, to see too much TV.
Right, and that's what I said. I know when you be off, so I'm like, shit. I be trying to catch.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, a lot of this you can read up on too. I don't know if you're a reader, but
oh yeah,
a lot of that I get from. Sources, aka Google.
Oh yeah.
So I gotta keep up, also, my brother.
Man, it is so much stuff out there that they keep it from us, man. And mm-hmm. I say one thing, man.
Read.
And I think Instagram, a little bit of the Facebook, for my knowledge, for a little bit, you know, for opening my eyes up on a lot of stuff I wasn't keen to.
What, Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram, man. I follow this these people on Instagram.
Yeah.
Shout out, it's called 360 Books.
Yeah.
Oh man, you need to look them up on IG, man. It's so much stuff
that
they put you on, and it's so many things that I wrote down, and I gotta get time to look into and start reading up on this. It's a game changer, man.
Hey, we on the you with us on the Instagram page?
No, I didn't. No, I'm not.
On the Juice Crew Instagram
put us
page.
On Juice Crew 18.
I'm sorry,
Juice Crew 18.
on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't even long.
Link up with us. Put some of them books on there.
Right. Oh, man, I'm without question. Man.
Sure. Well, if you can't put them on there, just send it to him and he'll put it on there.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Juice Crew 18, I got you.
Yes, sir.
No problem, brother.
Hey, shout out my man. Give him a Nori clap for us,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Much love. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it again.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, man. Let me go catch me a nap before I go in here to try to reduce recidivism.
Are you going in tonight?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm about to get that bread.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm about to get that bread, man.
This paper don't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get that bread. I'm off the next 2 days. I'm on Monday and Tuesday, so yeah, I'll give up my Sunday night.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so I got, you know, I'll be coming back Wednesday to that hot box.
Oh.
So, yeah. But all right, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Another one
in the books. That's what we do. My dude Russ. My dude Corey Russ came through, dropped some knowledge.
Hey, he came with some fire blaze.
Yeah.
Fire blaze, shout out to the rude boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, thanks.
Hey, no, thank you, sir. Juice Crew, episode 55.
Sometimes the road gets lonely, and there's nobody to call. Scrolling through the pages of your timeline, the likes ain't worth it at all. But I'll be there to run to. Lord knows my word's true. I got the juice. You see the crew.
Snap back on his podcast while I'm on Henny and Goose. You think you win and you lose, I play the long con. Wait till you're 80 and sneak up and flip you out of your wheelchair for something you did to me way back in 89. Ahead of the time, I keep ahead of the grind. When they ask what I'm talking about, I say I know you're listening, so never you mind.
Pay the fine.
I do not give the script for free. Gotta pay subscription just to skip me. I walk without talking, I'm clearing the enemy in the zone. No fires are friendly.
Sometimes the road gets lonely, y'all, and there's nobody to call. Scrolling through the pages of your timeline, the likes ain't worth it at all. But I'll be there to run to. Lord knows my word is true. I got the juice. You